You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780. How about Canada checking in? Huh? Yeah, you think we don't reach far and wide? Okay, that's what we do. Not like we need Canada, though.
Yeah, I'll take
it. I'm not a big fan.
Hey, Jay, we appreciate you. You're actually still holding.
I like Jay.
Nobody
I don't like
bangs
Canada.
On his own listeners more than John.
Clients, listeners.
Jay, I don't like Canada. Can I not like Canada? Because Canada's a bunch of...
Canada saved us during Gilead. You not remember that?
You know that that's fictional, okay? Yeah. You do know that, right?
Well, I was told that the U.S.
Handmaid's
becoming
Tale
Gilead.
Is fictional,
that's
right? You do know that, right?
They told me.
Would you have been a traitor to this country and joined Gilead, Lance? Do you think you would have done that?
It depends on if they would have killed me.
Well, it was a war.
Trying to stay alive.
There was the front.
I could have snuck people.
You ever
I could
go to
have
the front?
Said, yeah, and then snuck people around and snuck people out. I might have ended up on the wall.
So you think, as long as you stay with America, you might have died in the war. You wouldn't have been on the wall because the wall are people who betrayed Gilead once they decide to be in the country. So what would you have been a traitor to this country or would you have joined up with Gilead?
Canada. I'm just going to be honest. It's cold in Canada.
Looks like.
I would love to live in Canada if it was better weather.
Guys, here's a big update.
It wasn't so cold.
A big update. Speaking of Canada, it looks like if there's an XFL, CFL.
Merger.
It won't happen until 2023.
Ooh, that's longer than expected.
It is longer than expected. I need my work. I need to get back.
Because they're not coming back.
I need to get back to work.
Well, they're not coming back until they're both together. You don't want to come back as one. If you're going to be both, you don't come back until they're both together.
Right.
And that's the smart thing would be to make it both, because then you could have. Would Houston still have a team?
Yeah.
I mean, from a weather standpoint,
we were one of the top.
Well, not every team will survive.
Huh?
Yeah, Houston would survive. It's good weather, and you had good numbers and stuff like that. It probably makes sense to have eight XFL and eight CFL, maybe, contract some CFL teams. You know, I was talking to a friend of ours about this.
Or even six and six to start, whatever.
What's that?
Even 6-6.
Well, no, but the XFL already, I mean, the CFL already has a bunch of teams.
Yeah, they have nine.
They have nine teams?
Yeah. So maybe contract one. Go 8-8.
Is that part of the deal? Sorry, CFL. One of your teams goes away?
Well, I think it'd be smart to get better football. I think you want the best Canadian Football League players. I don't think you want just slaps out there. But the CFL would also have to determine, you know, what would be smart is to have an international league. So the NFL has what's called IPP, which is International Player Pathway. And they're intentionally bringing in players. Like one guy was a basketball player, Tulane. He's from Chile, and this guy is a beast. He's 260 pounds. He vertical jumped 41. He ran like a 4.6 40. He's an incredible workout guy. They got a guy coming in from France, one from Germany. What would be smart is if the XFL and the CFL were aggressive in getting international players. Forget having a certain amount of Canadians in.
Well, that's no. Well, they have to change all their rules because right now you can only have one or two Americans on your team.
The whole thing would have to change, but you could also say international players and try to become an international hotbed of Austrian players, French players, because it's growing. Those things are starting to grow slowly. Germany has a bunch of young players who are coming up. That would be smart for them to try to scoop the NFL because the NFL doesn't have a true practice squad.
Yeah. No, but I don't think that the XFL has always said we do not want to be a training ground for the NFL.
Yeah,
although it was
but get the international
they actually
guys.
Did enjoy
no, get the international,
having their players move up
okay,
to the NFL.
You know what, if you don't want to do that, how about the fact that you maybe have international eyes on your product which has tremendous monetary value?
Yeah.
You know what doesn't? People trying to watch second rate, no offense, football. They're not going to. People aren't going to watch a lot of that on TV.
The home of the Roughnecks. This is what they get.
They're not going to.
Oh, really? The home of the Roughnecks. This is what we get.
But you know what?
Okay.
Germany would do if they knew
from
six German players are on here.
Yeah.
They would be tuning in.
You know what?
France would be tuning in.
You know what we don't need is Roughneck fans. You telling us what we should do with our league.
I'm trying to fix your league.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Go ahead.
Let me know when y'all get one again.
Yeah.
We're just going to be over here dabbing on y'all at the highest TV ratings in the draft ever. Yet again. We went up 11% last year when everyone said we couldn't. It's the COVID. You got the big. No, it's because the NFL is the king.
No.
Okay?
That's what's going
to
take
over. You know what? Give us a call in 2023 when y'all get close to figuring out.
The Kingslayer.
You listen to this guy.
When y'all figure out what's going on in 2023, let us know. Okay. And we're going to send some practice
squad
guys.
Maybe you should go over to 610, home of the. Well, you know where you are right now? Home of the Roughnecks. That's where you are.
Well, do they exist currently?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, they don't.
Yes, they
are. They operating
you're getting a paycheck?
Right now?
I got my shirt.
Are you getting a paycheck? Just because you have a shirt doesn't mean they exist.
I got a shirt.
Yeah,
you got
Jay,
a shirt?
Jay may have had an Expos fan shirt. They don't exist anymore either.
Hmm.
Okay? They're called Max Scherzer pitches for the Expos.
Called
now.
The Nationals now, by the way. So do are there actually Houston Roughneck employees currently?
No.
Kinda.
We're a fraternity. Who's paying them?
We're a fraternity. It's not really employees per se.
Yeah.
But we're
it's more of a group, kind of like a gang.
Yeah, it's like yeah, like we're a roughneck gang.
So if there are no employees, they're not operating, they don't exist then right now.
Do you have any marketing deals in place?
No, but we will. Don't worry. We're you know what? We're hold.
Are you a concept?
Hold.
Are you a zygote? Are you kind of a roughneck?
Bam! We just
you're
break
kind
out.
Of a zygote right now, well, just waiting to be born.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
That
I
sounds
think,
right.
I think like we're a crypto. Even. We're a crypto. A
your non-fungible
league.
Token.
Are you Dogecoin?
No. We're XFL coin. That's right. Watch. Watch.
You're
I'd invest in it if I were you.
I actually like the potential of the XFL.
Thank
really
you.
Do.
But you're using all your NFL mm-hmm. brain to try to co-opt it and corrupt it. I
no,
listen,
not
I'm
until they come
you.
Around. Once they come around and have some money to give me, then all of a sudden we can talk. Roughnecks equal Firefest? That's what just came in from my Okitan, a.k.a. Rhino, says Roughnecks equal Firefest. That's not
That's
very
not.
Fair.
Roughnecks,
you meant
not
to say
Firefest.
XFL, not Roughnecks. Roughnecks did it
Roughnecks
upright.
Did
Roughnecks
it right.
did it
You're
well.
Damn right. Oh, undefeated. First-year champions.
How long
what?
Was that?
No.
Yeah.
There was no champion.
You didn't
yes, there was.
Championship.
Who was the 5-0 champs? Us.
That's not how it works.
What? I got my ring.
No, you didn't.
Wait, wasn't look. Dallas 5-0
That's
too?
That's your wedding ring, isn't it?
Well, I'm using it now as my XFL
Hold on, wasn't
championship
Dallas
ring.
Dallas 5-0 also?
No, they
no,
beat Dallas.
We beat
remember?
Their ass.
Wait, oh, yeah.
Do you not know anything of
no,
XFL
I don't
history?
Remember.
Well, you didn't beat their ass. Gosh. Didn't you, like, stop
beat
them at the goal line?
Beat the snot out of them.
I thought you, like, stopped them at the goal line to win the game. You didn't beat their ass.
Yes, beat their ass. A-holes.
It's actually the worst performance of the season for the Roughnecks. Well,
and guess what? And we had our C game and beat their ass. That's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would just hope at some point they become a real thing again. Because you talk about this fictional team like it's a movie team. It's like, what?
Remember the Titans?
Yeah. Stop talking about
who's
this
the
movie
kid
team.
Laying in the hospital bed that got hit by a truck? PJ Walker?
No.
No.
Don't put that up, PJ.
Oh, wow.
No, I can't remember any of the other guys.
Guess we'll be back, too, probably.
What's the receiver's name from Virginia Tech? Number 14?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Greg Hines.
No.
No.
No,
Mitchell Rosemeyer.
Stop it, Mockingdale.
No, he caught the first ever touchdown pass.
Roughnecks. Yeah, what's his name? Cam?
Oh, yeah.
Cam Phillips.
Cam Phillips.
Cam Phillips. Yeah. Is he the guy who got hit by the car?
No.
No, it's Terry Poole.
Cam Phillips.
It's Terry Poole, the tackle from San Diego State. There's one
not
of the offensive linemen.
Terry Poole.
You
no.
sure?
Terry Poole was a right fielder
no,
for the Astros.
No, I remember
Astros.
That Terry Poole. I think this guy's name was Terry Poole also.
No, I actually did a thing with him. It was, I forget. It's 9:15. Take a break. That was our XFL, our Roughneck segment.
It was like talking about like the Replacements.
No,
Keanu Reeves
wasn't anything.
Actually, XFL does feel like Replacements. They had different kind of rules. Y'all couldn't carry guns with you.
No,
that was
oh, no.
Boy
the
Scout.
The Replacements
That's
was
Boy Scout.
NFL.
That's Boy Scouts.
Was NFL?
Where you
they
had a
didn't
gun.
Have different rules.
Yeah, Boy Scouts is when you had the gun.
The last
they,
it was one guy with the gun.
Instead of a,
it wasn't a rule.
The last
that you
Boy
yeah,
Scout
but instead
again.
Of a stiff arm, he used a gun and just shot people
on the field. It wasn't a rule, though. You weren't allowed to do
you
that.
You weren't allowed no. to, I guess.
9:15.
That
ESPN.
Wasn't like a rule in that league.
No.
97.5.
He lost his mind.
You know what's a rule? Get a patio.
Yeah, Texas Custom Patio should be a rule. Steven Schell and the Texas Custom Patio's crew designed. The first thing they do is look at your outdoor space. They've got thousands of patios that they've done throughout the years in the Houston and Dallas areas. And so they have done work on a house that will look like yours. They have done work on space that looks like yours, whether it's a standalone pool house or, you know, most commonly they add a patio or an outdoor living space, outdoor kitchen onto a pre-existing area. But what really makes them different is that they can match the entire structure to look exactly like your home, and then they beautify the exterior of your home if you so choose. They did that for me. I started off paying for it X, and then I said, you know what, let's do windows and siding as well, because if we're going to do it, let's do it upright. And the work that they do is incredible. And the proof is in the pudding. So go look at my outdoor, my backyard, before and after. No judgment, please. Before and after. Look how terrible it looks before, and then look how good it looks after when you go to tcplance.com. That's Texas Custom Patios. tcplance.com. They'll get you signed up for a free consultation, and you can find out how quickly you can change your house into a home with the great work from Texas Custom Patios.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
I'm in love with the goal.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, Del, let me ask you a question. So, what league do you think had a draft recently and no zero players from...
Historically
black colleges
and universities
got zero players drafted.
Yeah, I saw that.
WNBA.
Which league do you think is racist?
Well, WNBA. Did you see any HBCU women drafted in the WNBA?
Now, there's another racist league.
No, so that's the answer to your question.
Now. Huh. The NFL is racist because no HBCU guys are drafted?
Well, ask Dion about this.
But how come, wait a minute, didn't a lot of African-American players from other conferences get drafted?
Yeah, but how many white guys got drafted? Okay.
No one said the NBA. He didn't say that. He said they're being overlooked.
Okay.
And they're not being overlooked.
And we have the audacity to hate on one another while our kids are being neglected and rejected.
What's Dion talking about?
I witnessed a multitude of kids that we played against that were more than qualified drafted.
Name some.
My prayers are that this won't ever happen again.
He's
get
praying.
Your knife out my back and fight with me, not against me.
So
who is he talking to?
He's talking to all the other coaches in the league. Apparently, there isn't much unity in that league, and he's suggesting that, hey, we need to get together and promote our kids as opposed to fighting amongst each other.
Yeah.
No, they don't like it because Dion's promoting Dion. He's been promoting Dion. But I don't mind it because Dion is bringing attention to it, HBCUs, and I think that's great.
But didn't all the HBCU kids have a spring season, and that made it harder
to
evaluate?
Let me tell you who got drafted from spring seasons. Nobody, Dion. They also disrespected. You're also going to find that leagues that previously had people drafted, like Drew Himmelman from Southern Illinois, like he wasn't drafted. Anybody who had a spring league didn't get drafted.
That's FCS.
Caleb Johnson didn't get drafted. So FCS gets drafted.
Yeah.
Drew, I just saw a guy go third in the draft.
Miners out of Division III got drafted.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't play in the spring.
You couldn't find one kid?
No. He didn't play. They didn't play in the spring.
You either had to quit to get ready for the draft or play your spring season.
That's it. I mean, well, first of all, the best talent is not going to HBCUs. We get an entire list, and they scout them. Mm. It's really not. Let me just be honest. I know you're going to make a joke now, but I want to be honest. What Dion said is kind of reckless because what he's trying to do is bully the NFL into drafting HBCU players who are not NFL caliber
players.
You never
heard Jerry Rice or Walter Payton or Steve McNair.
They've been drafted in the past. Crank out some Steve McNair's. Steve McNair was a first rounder. Jerry Rice was a first rounder. Walter Payton was a first rounder. These are all guys that were really, really good. Who are the guys, Dion? Like, who are the guys that are so good? You're saying that, but don't just say things to get attention. Who are the guys? Because if you continue to recruit five stars there, HBCU players are going to get drafted. I can promise you that. I watch tape of HBCU colleges all the time. TSU, I see. Donnie Corley was a guy. I mean, he didn't play this year, but I've had guys drafted from HBCUs before that I've written and that I've watched up. Guys that I've watched and written up. I've had guys that I've watched and that I wrote up who I knew weren't going to get drafted. That's just false. It's really irresponsible for him to say that because he's trying to create something that isn't there. No one's got a knife in your back about that, or no one is. You don't have to prey on this, Deion. Just play in the fall and you have a better shot. Mm. Playing in the spring hurts your team. David Moore, by the way, HBCU. Now, he was undrafted from Grambling, but that was for issues that were not related to him being at HBCU. He didn't play this year.
Let's face it, though. Okay, in the fall, none of those schools had the money to test all the time.
No.
They did the right thing. They didn't play, right. And they played in the spring.
Right.
So maybe there were some players that would have been.
No, David Moore from Grambling was hurt by not having a year this year. David Moore is a legitimate fourth-round guy who went undrafted. And he went undrafted not because he played in the Senior Bowl, played pretty well in the Senior Bowl. It had nothing to do with HBCU. It was something else completely. And he's a great kid. Great kid. Trained here. My dad worked with him for a couple weeks. His agent is a friend of ours, you know. But that's just not true what Deion's saying. There are players from HBCUs that are always going to be prospects. This year, they were hurt greatly by not having a fall season, as was the MAC. They were hurt by not having a fall season. The MAC came back. It's the other. It's all the FCS schools.
All the FCS is what it was. Yeah.
There's a kid from HBU that I didn't end up writing him up. Caleb Johnson. No. HBU did play this. Yeah. HBU played this fall, right? Southland? Yeah. They're Southland now.
The Southland played in the fall? I don't know.
They did. Yeah, Troy State. I mean, Texas State. What's Texas State?
They did.
Yeah, they played.
Yeah, they
played. They helped Zach Wilson pick second.
Caleb Johnson signed with the Bears.
Good. 100 tackle season 2 years in a row.
Good for him. Oh, well, that's not HBCU, is it?
It's a historically...
What?
What, HBU?
I don't know what it is.
It's just missing a C is all it is.
HBCU.
No, it's HBU, not the same.
See?
Kind of.
You're being disrespectful now, Lance.
Kind of.
HBU.
No, but what Deion said is just to gain attention, garner attention, and I think pull attention to his conference to start bringing more players in and get attention to the conference. I think that's what he did. From a marketing standpoint, it's good. For the undefeated to have picked it up was predictable, but it's not a real thing, what he said. Every year, HBCU players are looked at, scouted, and studied, and sometimes drafted. But just because you go to an HBCU doesn't mean you automatically, like there's going to be set-aside program for 5 players from HBCU in the pros. If they're good enough, everyone wants to draft players who are good enough. When a Division III guy gets drafted, that means you're pretty damn good if you get drafted from Division III. And you didn't have a season this year, put out a hype video on YouTube like Quinn Miners did, where he's knocking down trees with his bare hands and lifting logs and doing all that stuff, working out in the woods. And then he went to the Senior Bowl and did great at the Senior Bowl. David Moore did pretty good at the Senior Bowl. So I thought Deion's stuff, that kind of irritated me. Because Deion's smarter than that. He's been to the combine.
He's protecting the shield.
He's protecting
the shield. What Deion said is just divisive.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be somebody. How about
Goodell the racist?
I'm trying to be a uniter. So he's just divisive.
Are you like a soccer player when they do something great, they're loyal to a team, they'll pull the patch and go kiss it on the jersey? Are you like that?
Oh, I didn't know
NFL?
That's a move.
Is that a move?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see them.
I just have my Go Ask Your Mom shirt on. I don't have NFL shirt.
Would you just kiss the patch?
I
could.
My golf patch.
I could.
Yeah, and you kiss and go, PGA. That's right.
I bet Deion can't tell you one player. Give him 5 players. I play against, so name the 5 players.
Oh, he can name players.
No, name the 5 players that you thought are NFL worthy. Because there's grades on them. I can pull some grades up.
Well, I'm sure he saw some good players.
That
were pretty good.
They're getting drafted playing in the spring league. Please. No one's drafted from the spring league, Deion. That's what's so stupid about that. Nobody got drafted from the spring.
Well.
Nobody.
Well, they couldn't afford.
Dear God and Jesus,
I'm sorry,
let this atrocity end against us.
Okay, can't afford. Okay,
just more divisive stuff.
You know who's a hater, Lance Erline.
Lance,
giant hater.
Yeah. Okay, hating on the spring league because they couldn't afford all the COVID shots. Oh, I guess you
want to. No, I think it's
all
good.
Everybody to get sick.
Yeah, I think you'll see those players signed. Some players signed.
But you should. No, you don't say he's hating on the spring league. To get the most punch, you go, hating on the HBCUs. Lance Erline. That's what he does.
Yeah. You don't say spring leagues. You make it. You make it.
Oh no, he changed the spring league.
Yeah, he has to say spring league
with a quotation.
You're talking in code, Lance. We see what you're doing.
929 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by. Hey, time to talk about Absolute Marvel and Granite. My man, Jeff Aronoff. If you're looking for the best way, get that outdoor kitchen to get that out. Well, it doesn't matter what it is. Look, a big job. Okay, you want to redo your entire kitchen? You want to redo your entire bathroom? Come on, peeps. All you got to do is give Jeff Aronoff a call, 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite. Jeff Aronoff is awesome. He's going to come to your home. He's going to fix it up. You need, my friends, you need to have Jeff Aronoff do something with your home because, listen, you cannot have your home sitting for 10, 20, 30 years. You can't do it and not do anything to it, not add to the value of the home. And by the way, summer's coming up. You want to have that outdoor patio. You want to have that outdoor pool. You're going to be outdoor with a kitchen. You're going to be, I'm telling you, you will use it in the summer. Let Jeff Aronoff come now and start building it, and he will have it done by the summer. 713-880-2822 or Absolute Marble and Granite.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 931. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to hang out with us here on the show. Kiss the patch. Why do they always send Michael Douglas whenever, I mean...
You don't really want to know the answer on that, do you?
Mike likes to do stuff. Douglas likes to do stuff. Yo. Who's going to play John when the XFL movie comes out? Scott Baio?
Macchio.
Scott Macchio. Yeah, Ralph Macchio.
Macchio.
I looked a little bit like him when I was a kid.
Yeah, when you were younger.
I did have Macchio.
You kind of Macchio'd.
Why don't you play
yourself? John McClane would play sports.
Who's going to do that?
You. Why don't you just play
Tony
you?
The Tiger.
Tony the Tiger is going to play me?
Yeah, at least the voiceover stuff for the announcing.
Tony the Tiger is going to do it.
And then you'll have a real actor dramatic stuff when you're like, when you get that call or text that the season is canceled and that music starts to play. In that
the disappointment in my heart.
I mean,
I actually was sitting at a bar watching it on TV, and I said, oh, damn it, they canceled the season.
And then
give me another Coors Light.
And they'll extend it and make it bigger than it was. I'm sure a tear will roll down. Yeah. You'll think about how you connected with those guys and how great it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, the paycheck that's no longer coming. All those things that make a man cry.
We belong.
We weren't doing it for the paycheck.
And all of a sudden, Boys the Men is playing in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, all of a sudden, Boys to Men showed up.
Who's playing Raheel?
Who's playing Raheel?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Riz Ahmed's not going to be in that movie. He's not going to be in that movie.
Riz Ahmed. The movie's not big enough.
All right, guys, here with my favorite small person. We're here with a little person and a kid in a wheelchair.
See, it won't be
Riz.
We're going
to see who can throw further, me or them.
It won't be.
Riz Ahmed.
If Ralph Macchio...
Riz's agent will let him take that role.
Yeah, exactly. If Ralph Macchio is playing John, Riz Ahmed's not going to play Raheel. You got to think about the level of actor.
Career suicide to play that unlikable of a role.
It's got
to
be a guy who doesn't have a career.
That I'm supposed to...
Who was his co-star in Aash Kahl? We'll get him.
I don't know who that kid
was. No, but at some point, Riz Ahmed's going to look through the...
Go.
Riz Ahmed, who was an Oscar-nominated, maybe should have won, frankly, for his part in The Sound of Metal. He was excellent. It was a good movie. He's going to look at the script. He goes, so this character is... He, like... It's kind of a heel. Like, he will go challenge people in wheelchairs to see who can throw the furthest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his angle.
Yeah.
But instead of him doing it, he gets a child to do it.
Right.
So he's not technically the bad guy. I mean, what's the upside? What's the upshoot on this? I don't understand what, like, I'm going to be looked at as a bad character, but is there an arc at all in the character? No. He just randomly does stuff like that. From
there's
time
some
to
background.
Time.
I mean, if you want some background, yeah, I like some background. Well, what you need to know about this particular person is.
What background would you give Riz Ahmed?
Well, you need to know that at times in his life, he hasn't done things that have been so great. Like, you know, the time he shorted his own daughter on her daily allowance of formula because he was saving money.
Right.
Okay. That's the motivation you have to conjure up.
Give us some more.
Yeah.
Give us some more background.
He has a different world. On Twitter, some people know him as the radio guy who says some things, and then people who think he's more sincere that he's developed contacts with.
Right.
So he will tweet out things he cares nothing about.
Right.
Just to see his, you know, the response and interactions he'll get, and mute the conversation. That's the guy you have to be.
Right.
A phony is what we're saying.
That basically, yeah, you have to make up things like on the radio that you're excited about, where you don't care a flip about.
Do you, Mr. Ahmed, are you comfortable playing a character who used the term bro job on the air?
Yeah.
Riz Ahmed actually would probably think that's not bad.
Yeah.
Actually, that's pretty good.
This BS segment. at 9:36 ESPN 97.5. Let's get Scott in here. Hey, Scott. He wants to talk about Deion's comments. What's going on, Scott?
Yes, good morning, fellas. I've been listening to the show for a long time, and I just wanted to comment on the Deion Sanders speaking about the SWAC athletes not getting drafted. As a Southern University graduate of 1990, I really didn't appreciate that comment because I've seen multitudes of players from the SWAC get drafted if they're worthy. And the reason I really didn't like his comment is because when he went to college, he didn't choose a SWAC school.
Nope.
He took his talents to another school in Florida. He could have went to FAMU, but he chose not to. So if this statement would have came from maybe Aeneas Williams or Michael Strahan or Jerry Rice, I think it might have had a little more weight. But coming from Deion Sanders, I really didn't appreciate that. So I'm just going to hang up and listen, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, he's in the league now, but okay. So he does feel like he's part of it now, but guess what? If Florida State came calling, I have a feeling Deion might go.
Well, he wanted a job. He was allegedly never really into consideration when they fired Willie Taggart. He put his name out.
But now that he's got some head coaching experience.
Sure.
He could be a candidate now.
A more likely, as long as he continues to pile on the wins.
He's got more credibility.
Yeah, but the thing is with this is it wasn't a place, it didn't feel like it came from a place of, you know, it being virtuous and really wanted to promote the teams in the league. It was like, if you guys would take the knife out of my back.
What is that? But I still don't get it. What's that in reference to?
I don't know exactly.
He made it
sound like there's some strife within the league and people are taking shots at him.
Well,
and
what we might should, be, though.
Possibly, but it seemed like it was more.
ESPN's giving him recognition. They're not giving.
I'm sure there might be some jealousy, but it seemed like it was more about, hey, you guys are coming after me for no reason.
Well,
when we should be.
That's kind of dumb, though, if the other coaches are envious of him because he's bringing attention to the league.
I mean, humans and their motivations. I mean, that's why the psychology exists for that type of stuff. But it just seemed like, look, it felt more self-serving than I'm really trying to get the word out that these players are overlooked when he added in that he's being attacked by things. All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I'm looking right here. Here's guys I wrote up. Saron Neal, who's still in the league, was a fifth-round pick from Jackson State. TSU had Trey Walker drafted in the fourth round in 2015. Had a guy named Hubbard. I didn't know him, 2013 from FAMU. I mean, HBCU colleges do produce draft prospects from time to time.
And first-rounders.
They were... Well, not for a long time.
No, but I mean, they have
over
been
30 years
and
ago.
Great, great players.
Well, the point is, though, I think it's healthy to have strong HBCU presence in athletics. I think it's healthy, and I do think we're at a point right now where you see, I think, black pride, but also a push towards separating a little bit. I don't know how else to say it. Where you are going to see, I think you are going to see more prospects in basketball, go to HBCUs, especially if you're going to be one and done. I'll go one and done. And as long as HBCUs can provide some of the same things, which means alumni are going to have to give back or non-alumni are going to have to strengthen the athletic departments, because HBCUs, beside them being historically black, they are also a small college from an athletic standpoint. They don't have the budgets. It's no different than Southern Illinois is going to be. It's no different than HBU is going to be. They're all small. At the end of the day, they're all small colleges that do not have the same money.
Well, they're all in the FCS.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all FCS schools. Yeah. That's true. That's ultimately, and they don't have the same revenue to have the same weight rooms.
No.
And the same, now, Deion, now watch. Deion Sanders has the ability. If he starts putting some of that Subway money that he's getting from Subway into the weight room, he could take all the money he gets from Subway for doing those commercials, put it right to some sweet weights.
Well, why are you watching? It's going to be a write-off, too, by the way.
Is that fair?
Out here watching pockets again.
Yeah, why are you?
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, he's got a chance to individually fund it.
Well, he can make a difference. He can make a huge difference. You know what?
But will he uplift the entire conference or just his team?
If the more attention that is paid to Deion, it lifts the entire conference.
Do you think so?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. He's brought a presence to the league.
Well, it's the issue is, if HBCU isn't how do I put this? If they're not developing talent, are kids going to want to take the chance of going there when they can say, hey, I can go here and get drafted?
In the short term,
and no one getting drafted.
In the short term, yes.
That's what you're going to have to fight.
And listen, black, white, it doesn't matter. If you go, if a parent thinks that going there will hurt their chances of having a professional career, it's gonna hurt them. If they're good, I mean, if they're high end players, but there's plenty of players who are never gonna play pro football ever. And
the vast majority,
but the coaching, some of the tape I see is just terrible at HBCUs. They need better coaching, and to do that, there's just gonna have to be an influx. And the same thing goes with, I mean, FCS. Certain FCS programs, North Dakota State, you know who the really good ones are gonna be.
I mean, honestly, literally, Bobby Petrino came to the worst program in the country in Missouri State and turned it around to a winning in 1 year.
In 1 year.
If you don't think that coaching makes a difference, you are nuts.
Well, it makes
Bobby Petrino, it was the worst run program in the country. I know it. We were part of it. It was awful. And it did a 180 this year.
Do we know the number of random motorcycle accidents that took place?
No. And we don't know how many employees he was hanging with.
By the way, Shaq's kid, Shaquir O'Neal, is going to be going to – where's he going? He's going to SWAC. I can't – oh, TSU. So his son's going to an HBCU. I don't know how good he was. I don't know if he was considered a Power 5 prospect or not. But I do know that – didn't a 5-star end up going
– it was a Thon Maker's brother, right?
Yeah. Ended up going to an HBCU.
I forget the young man's name, his first name. But
why did we change it from HBC to HBCU? When did that happen? It feels like it happened over the last 2 years.
Historically black college to historically
black college and university.
Is that what it is now?
It wasn't HBU ever.
HBCs.
Oh, HBC.
Yeah, you say historically black college.
Colleges
HBCs.
And universities, I guess. Oh.
What's the difference? Y'all want to tell me what's the difference?
Well, I don't know. Colleges and universities.
What's the difference between a college and a university?
They different. I went to Knox College. You went to Tulane University.
But isn't the college kind of like I thought the college was like if it's the business college or the part of the university. I don't know.
Yeah, no one knows. No one can answer that question.
I'm sure someone knows.
It's an unanswerable question. No one can answer
Maker, that. Thon Maker went to Howard.
His brother.
I can answer this. Where you get your diamond for her this Mother's Day, there's one place, and it's Klein's Jewelry. That's my man, Mark. He's been doing it forever in the city of Houston. You can buy directly online. The amount, I mean, literally has thousands of different diamonds that you can choose from. And he'll deliver it. You never have to go to the store. Now, I like to go to the store. I like to look. He's got thousands of pieces in stock right now. In his under the glass, 5868 Westheimer, which is Fountain View and Westheimer, right near the Jason's Deli over there where the Houston's used to be. Or you can call Mark and he'll quote you over the phone, 832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. He will do it all over the phone. He's unbelievable. If you bring him jewelry that he sold you before, he'll give you full price back for it. He'll trade it in. He, if you want, to, if she's looking for something that is, you know, a lot more expensive with a big brand name on it, he can make it almost identical to what she wants. And you don't have to spend that big, big money because Mark can make, he can design, he can make anything. He's got the elves in the back that they're constantly working. They're always, always making that jewelry for you. If you're looking for, well, who I think is the best, okay? Say he has saved our listeners money forever. 5868 Westheimer, 832-316-1388. It's Klein's Jewelry.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. It's 9:47 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you this Deion thing is taking on a life of its own. The difference between a university and a college is universities have grad schools.
Yeah, that is one of the
offer
one of
further
them.
Degrees.
Yeah, it's they're generally larger. Colleges.
There are well. Colleges within universities.
Certainly,
I went to a college. Yeah, there was no grad school where I was. Javon is with us here. Wants to talk about this Deion thing. What do you say, Javon?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I think you guys are forgetting. Didn't Titus Howard come from HBCU? He was a first-round pick.
Yeah,
and then
Alabama State.
Yeah,
right?
Teron Armstead from the Saints. I think he came from Arkansas. Pine
HBCU. Saron Neal, fifth rounder. He's still in the league. Yeah. There's been plenty of HBCU players who. Have
well,
been
no, drafted. I said first rounder, and you said that's been a while.
Oh, Teron Armstead.
Titus Howard was a first rounder just a couple years ago.
Titus.
Was he yeah. HBCU?
Yeah, Alabama State.
Yeah, he came from Alabama State. And another question
yeah,
I had with
is,
these
yeah.
spring leagues. How are these guys able to do pro days and stuff?
That's the problem. So that's the real problem. Here's the problem. This is why Deion's kind of it's a front for Deion to say he's just totally fronting right now because you couldn't go to the Senior Bowl unless you opted out. Going to pro day, pro days were almost impossible to handle to get ready for, and you. I don't know that any of those guys, well, they weren't going to be invited to medicals, so there wasn't going to be any medicals on the players. There's no individual 30-day visits for any of those players. Do you know this is the first year? I've done this now for 7 years, the draft. I had no players drafted that I didn't have a draft profile for. Nobody snuck through on me. I wrote 475 players this year, zero. Every year I've had to write up players, so I'm like, I don't know where this guy came from. And you know the reason? Is because it was so hammered out this year. You just weren't able to get medicals, 30-day visits. Unless you were a really known commodity, you weren't going to have any chance of getting drafted. So that's the problem is anybody in the spring who played, they really had no chance to – you weren't going to play in Senior Bowl. You weren't going to play, have any chance to go to a combine. There is no 30-day visits – I mean 30-player visits this year. I mean, for Deion to say that, it's kind of a goof.
And it just makes me remember – and just think about how laughable it was for people who were pushing for spring football across the board.
Yeah.
And about how actual draftable prospects would have approached it. We already had opt-outs period. You think if, yeah, we're building up to starting the season in February.
Yeah, but let's face it, though. If the Big Ten, they still would have had all those guys drafted. If
no,
the Big Ten played
no,
in the spring.
It's not about that. It's about the guys who would have said, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. And Ohio State is one thing, but what about the kid who plays in the WAC? Is he a guy who's borderline? Is he gonna skip out on the draft process for a spring league? Unlikely.
No.
Right.
The spring football was always a non-starter.
It was always going to be trouble, but most people aren't going to the draft anyway.
So
I know.
It was good that those guys got to play in the spring, and I think it would have been cool to go out and see some games. It kind of sucks that I didn't get to go watch any. I mean, spring football in Houston, when the weather's really good or in the surrounding area, that probably was pretty cool to play in the spring. That's one of the things that I think is appealing about the XFL in Houston is, man, we get some pretty good weather in March and April. It'd be pretty cool to watch outdoor football. I mean, we act like the fall is, but not really. Mm-hmm. The fall is a pain in the ass here until
like November.
It's not the fall until November.
Mid-October, November. Yeah. As far as guys who would have been drafted either way, but the pro days for some guys, like my guy, Jalen Phillips, was he a clear top 15, top 20 pick before his pro day, Lance? So if he's actually playing in the spring because that's where the AC was decided, what would have happened to his draft status?
So he wouldn't have already had it on tape, so because he put together good tape. So now he doesn't have good tape.
What if he had good tape in the spring?
Well, but this is the thing. Conversations are already happening. So if they hadn't had that then, he wouldn't have the conversations. He probably wouldn't have had as much time to answer questions about his off-the-field stuff and his injuries. I don't know if he would have made it to injury combine. He would have probably had to opt out of ACC football. He couldn't have played. He would have had to have prepared to have a – he would have had to have prepared for a pro day and the medicals – and yeah, it's just no way Jalen Phillips could have played.
Yeah, but here's the deal:
if you're
a good player and you played in the spring, you would have gotten drafted. If you were a good player and you played in the spring, you would have gotten drafted.
But I'm talking about
probably, but not in the first round.
Yeah,
well, you
not
know,
a guy with his background,
a really good. No, I'm not talking about a guy with his background. I'm talking about if you were a first rounder, you would have got drafted in the first round.
I don't know. We saw first rounders who didn't get drafted in the first round this year just because they had one injury flag. I'm telling you, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. That's going to come out as nothing.
No, but I'm not talking if you. I'm talking about a guy who wasn't injured, who played well in the spring, and he was a first rounder.
The players in the spring don't even get medicals.
Well, right.
That's a problem. They're not drafting guys without medicals.
I see you on the field. You're running around.
But the medicals are a major, major deal for teams. They want to check your heart. That's a major thing right now is heart checks.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You would have had to have done something to – and I'm not saying that you couldn't have taken the week off and gone to – I mean, if you were good, yeah, if you're a first-round prospect.
You're a first-round
prospect. Sorry, I'm not playing this week. But you probably would have opted out anyway.
Well, but I mean, I don't know. I just think the whole
thing
is
silly.
We're
never going to see college in the spring, college football in the spring ever again.
Ever.
Anyway.
No. Derek wants to get in here. What do you say, Derek?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning, y'all.
How you doing, man?
Doing well. Hey, so... Lance, if you still want to catch a spring football game, you can. Sam Houston State University beat North Dakota State last week, which was the winner of the SCF's championship last year. Mm-hmm. And they're playing up in Huntsville this weekend. So against James Madison.
James Madison won. Sam Houston won. Who else? What's the other semis?
I couldn't tell you who's on the other side of the bracket. But
is it Illinois
at this point?
Yeah. I think it's Delaware versus South Dakota State. Is it?
South Dakota State won. Yeah, that's right. That's right. North Dakota State and North Dakota lost both ways. Like I was watching the games. It was interesting.
Yeah, Sam Houston game will be on ABC this weekend. But if you talk about coaches, you know Casey Keeler from Sam Houston. He was the one who coached Flacco when he was at Delaware. You know, so on. They're still producing some quality NFL players from the FCS. I do believe it is harder because obviously you're not getting the same talent, but coaching makes a huge difference. You know, that's why Casey Keeler stuck around at Sam Houston for so long is because he's still able to get a good batch of kids up here.
It'll be interesting to see, like, these teams that are left, these four teams, they can't sign with anybody because if they sign, they can't play college football. I wonder if anybody from these four teams – will actually sign undrafted free agent contracts after their seasons are over. That'll be interesting to see.
One thing, personally, I know with Sam Houston, just because I'm a Bearcat, I'm following it. I know we don't have a lot of seniors on this team. I know we have a few, but all of our high caliber players are sophomores and juniors right now.
Oh, so you'll be good again.
For them, it won't be till next year.
Yeah, that's good. You'll be good again.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's a good coach right there. Mm-hmm. That's a good coach.
There's some good coaches in that league.
I remember when Willie Fritz came from over there. I think very highly of him. He had two players drafted from their defense this year, Cam Sample and Patrick Johnson. One with the Bengals, and Johnson, who I actually like better than Sample, was a seventh rounder. But Willie did a good job over at Sam, and he did. I think he's doing a pretty good job at Tulane too. I'm excited. Is college football about to start? Is that what y'all are talking about?
What do you mean?
No, we were suggesting you had an opportunity.
There's semifinal action this weekend if you want to watch.
You want to go to Huntsville?
I know. I kind of do want to watch it, but I got to see.
I was watching it last week. There's some good football.
No, there is some good football. And you can gamble on it.
But that's not your thing.
I mean, but if you so choose, you can gamble.
If you
How about just enjoying the game?
You know, Deion's team was like a huge, easy W. If you laid the number with Deion, you were winning easy. Start the year. Oh yeah, he was.
What did he end up 4-3?
Yeah, he kind of straightened out on him a little bit. But you know what I want to talk about tomorrow? So, I had a conversation yesterday with the basketball guy, and we were just talking about how the NBA has really become. And there's always jokes about the NBA is unwatchable until the playoffs, but the season this year is truly unwatchable across the board because there's so many players who have just checked out and teams. Who have checked out. There's no defense. And this person said if they would bring in contraction or relegation into the league as a real, real component, this would all get fixed. It would fix the problem of undue load management, of players not wanting to play, of defense not being played. The competitiveness of the league would be bolstered. And I want to talk about that tomorrow when I come back because that's a really – I started thinking about it. Man, if you knew that you were going to – I think the NBA could actually benefit from contracting two teams.
But just guess what?
It's a very un-American sports thought.
Yeah.
Americans wouldn't
trying to
be.
Bring in
but
your,
actually, it's
your
more
European
American because
ways.
You're actually competing
but
for space.
But as far as sports franchises are concerned, it's no American major sports league has ever – if you're a Texan fan and know because of how you finished last year, you get to play. You have to watch your team in a lower league against. I don't know. They get to travel because they're in a big city. What would happen is they would. Not the Roughnecks. Whatever the league would be.
What if you played in that league? You get relegated.
Would be.
What if you got relegated into the XFL, CFL, and they rebranded it in years? Like, it would actually make you – wouldn't be tanking in the NBA.
Let me provide the example for people who think it's a good idea for your team to go through that process. What happens is you get relegated, and because you're not making as much money as you were, all your – even your bad players, because they're bad and they were the last team, they get to go play someplace else because you can't pay them anymore. You don't have the money to. So now there's a chance that you don't even get out of that league.
Why don't you eat it for a year, though, keep your good players, win, and get back into the league?
It just caught, like, in your – I don't know how it would work here, but the model is you don't make the same money.
No, you don't make the same money.
It costs too much.
But if I'm that team, okay, we're going to keep our players.
Maybe
we're going to win this
– maybe there's a cap.
The relegation
league.
There's
a cap in the relegation league where you can't be paying
– I don't want to do that.
Those
guess
guys.
What will never happen?
It's never
relegation in America.
The NFL owners would never allow it.
It would be awesome.
Because the quality of play would go through the roof. You can't just – you must – you should see how intense it is every single battle. Teams are going to get relegated in the EPL. Oh, my God. Every game, there's so much tension. Am I wrong, Dale? Like, the Rockets, we would be sweating out the Rockets into the season. Although, I don't know how how would the draft work if you have relegation?
Well, yeah, there's no
– best player goes to a minor league. I mean –
and then you'd have to remove the draft and say, oh, the best.
Well, they're out of the league. They don't get the draft.
Well, there would be no draft because the best young players would just sign wherever the hell they want it.
All right, 10 o'clock. Taking a break. Lance, I think we're going to say goodbye.
Are you done, Lance? Doesn't matter.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa. Oh, wow. 713-780-3776. I got to talk real quick about my peeps over at Champion Energy. If you're looking for the best way to save some money every single month, I'm telling you. I love Champion Energy. You will love Champion Energy as well because they just save you money over and over and over again. It's what Champion Energy do. So if you're looking for the best in service, the best, the most, I'm telling you, the least money you're going to spend every single month. It's ridiculous how low it's been. You're looking for a great, great way to save some money every single month. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.